getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Boy, I tell you, I don't know where the time goes, but it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour already. I feel like I just did this a couple of days ago. But anyway, a week has flown by, and we've got another show ready to go for you. Stack of great polka records to play, so let's get to work here. Boy, I don't know. We just had Labor Day weekend, and now suddenly it's cold. I mean, I realize people think it's the end of summer, but autumn doesn't actually start until what? Like October 23rd or some ridiculous thing. I don't know, but it's cold up here in northern Minnesota this week. That's just the way it goes. You can't wear white shoes anymore and it gets cold. That's it. Anyway, a lot of records in the show this week that I don't believe have ever made it on the show before. Still working through those records that were buried in that under that counter for years. So we've got a lot of fun stuff like the Continentals going to start us out here. You remember Leapy Lee had a big hit record back in like, what, 1968, 69, something like that, called Little Arrows? Ah, the Continentals do it up polka style.
Tell until you're hit, but you'll know it if they hit you, cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Some folks run and some folks hide, but there's nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go right through. So you see, there's no escape. So why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit? Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
That's some pretty fancy tootin' there, huh? The Continentals, their version of Little Arrows, done polka style. You remember that hit from Leapy Lee back years ago? Anyway, you heard it here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. We do hear from the Walter Ostenek Band occasionally here on the show. Don't believe we've ever played the Loretta Polka, so let's rectify that right now. There you go, the Loretta Polka, the Walter Ostenek Band. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I hesitate because I'm trying to remember how to pronounce his name. Is it Ostenek? Ostenek. No, it's Ostenek. I'm sure it is. Well, I'm pretty sure anyway. Here we are in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We will have later in the show, and I warn people because a lot of people look forward to hearing the song we're going to play here in a little bit just because I almost never play it, and a lot of people dread it coming up because they don't like it and it's 9 minutes long. But we do get letters and calls and cards and smoke signals and semaphores, I don't know, asking to hear Hank Thenander do the Zorba the Greek medley, which is 9 minutes of incredible accordion playing. And I almost never play it because, well, it's 9 minutes long. So like once a year maybe. And I don't think I've played it in the past year. So we do have that coming up in the show this week. So if you're one of the folks going, ooh, I'd like to hear that song again, I wonder if you'll ever play it, today's the day, so stand by for that coming up here in a little bit. Okay, we heard Little Arrows by the Continentals a couple of minutes ago, and I thought, well, there's a popular song done up in polka style. I have another one like that. Marv Herzog in the band doing a song was actually from 1953. I'm very uncertain on many things today. I think it was 1953 or 54. Anyway, the Four Nights recorded it. It was called Oh Baby Mine, which was also a big hit record for the Statler Brothers in the 80s, and had been recorded by a bunch of other people, too. But you don't hear it done, well, pretty much polka style, I guess. Marv Herzog and the band, and here's Oh Baby Mine.
That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms around you, like
Marv Herzog there, Oh Baby Mine, on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Joe Carmen coming up here in a minute. Don't believe we've had Joe on the show before, not that I can recall anyway. So stand by. First, we'll talk about World of Accordions Museum, though. I invite you to stop by, pay him a visit, take a look at stuff, maybe bring the good camera and take some slides. Nobody takes slides anymore. Anyway, located in Superior, Wisconsin, World of Accordions Museum. You know, they can call it a World of Accordions because that's exactly what it is. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display there, along with all sorts of other groovy stuff, you know, music-related memorabilia, historical bric-a-brac. That doesn't sound like a very nice way to put it, but that's what it is anyway. All sorts of historical information, music, history. They've got their beautiful concert hall, the world's only accordion repair and technician school. And you need to check it out. You look it up online, of course, worldofaccordions.org. You can even visit the gift shop, shop the gift shop online. You can take a look at a bunch of photos from around the museum. But to really appreciate the weight of the situation, get it, weight, 1,400 accordions. How much does that weigh? Anyway, you really need to see it in real life. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org. You can find them on the internet and find out more. And be amazed, all right? worldofaccordions.org. Hank Thenander is just a song away. Before we get to Hank, though, let's do the Edna Polka. Here's Joe Carmen from Denmark, Wisconsin. What is Denmark doing in Wisconsin? I don't know, but that's what it says on the record.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's the Edna Polka. Sending that one out to anybody named Edna this week, I guess. Joe Carmen here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. All right, now I either told you this one was coming so that you would be excited in great anticipation, or you could consider it a warning. One way or the other, we only play this one maybe once a year just because it's a darn long. It's an amazing chunk of accordion playing, though. Hank Thenander, here's the Zorba the Greek medley.
Thank you.
There you go. Until next year when we play it again. Hank Thanander there, the Zorba the Greek medley. I've always found that to be an impressive, although lengthy, selection. Back in the olden days when I was working at the Polka radio station in St. Paul 40-some years ago, maybe longer than that if I did the math, that was the record you put on when the disc jockey had to go to the bathroom. So there's a tip for you. We don't have to do that anymore because all these computers are fancy stuff. You would never know. But in the olden days, you had to find a long record. All right, let's get back to some of your good old standard polka affair, shall we? How about the Dobosinski brothers teaming up with the Cavaliers? And when the band plays a polka, things go crazy, I'm telling you.
Town to town, and everywhere fans are the same. They all love to polka and twirl around. Polka's the name of the game. When the band plays a polka, you just can't sit still. Fans everywhere swing and sway. When the band plays a polka, it makes you feel good. It makes all the blues go away. Everyone that you see, they are sure to agree that polkas are here to stay. At a picnic lounge or dance, you find twirling polka fans 24 hours a day. When the band plays a polka, you just can't sit still. Fans everywhere swing and sway. When the band plays a polka, it makes you feel good. It makes all the blues go away.
There you go, when the band plays a polka. Heck, everybody's happy. Dobosinski Brothers of the Cavaliers here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, heading into fall and winter. You know, I just saw somewhere it's like 15 Fridays until Christmas. That's a little scary when you think about it, huh? Joe Lukasz with the Czech Masters. This is the Dutch Stomp Polka. And Dutch Stomp is one word. At least it is on the record, anyway. By the way, on the record, it says that their albums are available as albums or on 8-track tapes. I'm thinking probably not anymore, huh? Anyway, Joe Lukasz and the Czech Masters. Thank you. Joe Lukasz and the Checkmasters there, the Dutch Stomp Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Where are we going from here? Oh, the Ample Airs. It's funny, I'm not playing this song. The other song on the record here was titled Where Is My Lover? And when I first glanced at the record, I thought it said, Where Is My Lawyer? But that's not it, and I'm not playing that one anyway. Here's the Ample Airs with Moonlight and You. Players there, Moonlight and You, Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. As you know, we always try to get at least one waltz into every show. I think on rare occasions I've actually forgotten that. And I was close to forgetting it today. I had not selected a waltz yet, so I went digging to find a waltz. And maybe one we haven't played for a while. Matt Vorderbruggen and the band. This is the Moonbeams Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready. There we go. The pressure's off now. We got our weekly waltz in, the Moonbeams Waltz, Matt Vorderbruggen here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. How about the Jimmy Sturr Band? This is the Super Sax Polka. All right, there you have it there, the Jimmy Sturr Band there with the Super Sax Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, I realize that many of you may have had a birthday over the past week. Most of you, if not all, have had a birthday over the past year. And I never really acknowledge birthdays, either that of regular people or birthdays of listeners or anything on the show. And I thought once a year, I think, is going to be my new policy now. Once a year, we're going to play some sort of a birthday song and dedicate it to everybody that's had a birthday over the past year. And I know a lot of you have hit a certain landmark, like you hit 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever, and you decided, I'm not acknowledging any more birthdays. I'm at, 39 and holding or whatever. But for everybody who celebrated the birthday in the past year, here's Casey Sawirski's band and the Happy Birthday Wishes Polka.
Happy birthday to you today. May your day be happy and very gay. Happy, happy birthday to you today. Our best wishes go out to you this day. Happy birthday, happy birthday, and many happy returns. Happy birthday, happy birthday, best wishes for you this day. Happy birthday to you today. May your candles burn bright throughout the day. Happy, happy birthday to you today. May the good Lord grant your wishes each day. Happy birthday, and many happy returns. Happy birthday, best wishes for you this day.
There you go, for everybody who celebrated the birthday over the past year, huh? The Casey Zawirski's Band and the Happy Birthday Wishes Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. This next record, I don't even know where what pile this one came out of here. It's on the PFAU Sound and Recording Studios record label. It's spelled P-F-A-U, PFAU. And I'm sure the P is probably silent. Or not. I really have no idea. And I tried to do a little research on this because I don't think I've got a lot of records on this label. And based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, made a bunch of records back in the 40s and 50s. And I think this is a record that came out on a 78 that was reissued on a 45 later. But I'm not sure about that. But from FAU, Sound and Recording Studios, this is an oldie but a goodie, huh? They're all oldies but goodies. This is Gene Hire and his orchestra. This is the Dove Polka. Thank you. Uh-huh, the Dove Polka, Gene Heyer and his orchestra on Pfau Records here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's go. Now, this is the Polka Dots, and that's with one T. Because there's a bunch of other records I've got from the Polka Dots, except the Dots is spelled with two T's. And I assume they're two different bands, and that's how you tell them apart. At the Old Cafe, here are the Polka Dots. The Polka Dots there at the Old Cafe here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Oh, my. Let's see. What are we doing time-wise here? Holy cow, we're flying through another show. I better play the commercials, and then we'll be back with the Shimoleskis.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I think we're going to get a couple more tunes into the show this week, so let's get to that. Shemileski's here from a record they did called Fiddling Around with Polkas, which the tip you get from that is they don't normally have a fiddle player in their lineup, but they did for this record, and here they are doing the Barbara Polka. All right, there you go. Shemileski's there. Barbara Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Let's go out on a good old scratchy 50s Johnny Pecan record. Here's the Mary Lou Polka.
Mary Lou, we'll always be together. Two arms that hold me tight. Sweet lips that kiss goodnight. Mary Lou. My heart is yours forever, so love me the way I love you, please do, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
There you go, Johnny Pecan there, the Mary Lou Polka. And that puts the wraps on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, believe it or not. Scratchy records and all this week. Did you notice we even had a record with a skip in it? Yeah, I did notice that, just in case you thought I wasn't paying attention. But I wasn't going to tell you, because then I figured you'd never notice, you know what I mean?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa, our producer, the studios of KEBS Radio, downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions, Museums, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.